Do you know, I was probably the first student at Georgia State University that took the new media class back in, I think it was 1998 or 99, when the devices weren't used or even programmed or powerful enough to create a broadcast system. Such as news. I was one of the first students that took that new media class, and I think it was the same year in which it got started, that has helped me to program the media infrastructure using the new media class that at that time no one was taking. They were just flowing on with that Mockingbird, everything that has worked or had worked is what they were going with. I decided to take a quick chance because it was only an elective. It was just an elective. I just took, I didn't know what I was getting into when I took that new media class, and I learned that that new media class was talking about how the media that uses all those big pieces of equipment, expensive pieces of equipment, how might be changed when the new media technology took a hold. And by golly, within 15 to 20 years, that new media technology did take a hold. Gave us what you're getting right now from handheld devices, where we can turn that television from a screen, a big old screen right there, put it right there, the center of your hand traveling and moving. That brings you first. You got it from us. That media television through that guy in the car seat, that guy that was harassed, badgered, and attacked. And you got that media, Wilma Wayne Enterprises, at the killing of Wilma. And I'm Terry Dwayne Asher, and I'm her son. Yeah. New media turned out to be, without us even knowing, the new cell phone devices that turn that big old expensive screen TV to your handheld device, costing anywhere between $100, $150 to $300. And now all of you, every last one of you, get to see me. Yo, yeah, right there in your eyes. I'm Terry Ashford, all for you.